This is the Composer's Datebook for January 11th. I'm John Zak. The German composer Johannes Brahms would probably have nodded in approval if he could have heard Orson Welles in those old TV ads saying, "We will sell no wine before it's time." Brahms was a notorious perfectionist, an obsessive polisher, and a cautious taste tester of any of his own musical fermentations. So, if one notes that Brahms appeared at the piano on today's date in 1895, accompanying clarinetist Richard Mühlfeld at a big Viennese performance of his first clarinet sonata, one can safely assume there had been a number of trial performances beforehand. Brahms composed this sonata in the summer of 1894 during his annual holiday in the Austrian countryside. He dedicated it to the famous 19th century clarinetist Richard Mühlfeld, an artist Brahms described as the master of his beautiful instrument. Mühlfeld was the clarinetist at the Meininger Hofkapelle, one of Germany's oldest court orchestras. The very first performances of the new clarinet sonata followed in the fall of 1894 for the Duke of Meiningen and his sister, with an additional test run in Frankfurt for Clara Schumann. After the Meiningen royalty and fellow composer Clara Schumann gave the new work a thumbs up, Brahms apparently felt it was fit for public consumption, first on January 7, 1895, for members of Vienna's Tonkünstler Society, and 4 days later for an even more Tony audience attending the Rosé String Quartet's chamber music series. After all, as Brahms and Mühlfeld might have put it, "We play no sonata before it's time." Composer's Datebook is produced by American Public Media in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.